Music director Michael Morgan is pairing the Fifth Symphony of Beethoven with the 15th Symphony by Shostakovich. The title of the program links the two composers.
Iconoclast, which applies to both of them.
Both were towering figures who wrote masterworks that broke the rules and defied expectations.
Beethoven Fifth, I've of course done all my life many times. And you find, as you've done it many times, it gets more compact. It becomes more of a single thing from the beginning to the end. It's like everything else about conducting. It just gets better as you do it.
The other piece on the program is the final symphonic work by Shostakovich.
It's amazing, though, that it really is an iconic work, and it's from the 1970s. I mean, there are many of us who totally remember the 1970s. Generally, iconic works are from sometime long ago that you don't remember.
Michael Morgan says Oakland Symphony has been on a Shostakovich cycle. Recently, they played the 9th, and the season before that, the 8th. The 15th, he says, is different from both of them.
It encompasses the entire life experience. You know, there are pieces that are good about displaying youthful energy. There are pieces that are good about end of life, like Mahler 9 or something. I don't know a piece that's better at the entire life cycle than Shostakovich 15. First movement being very youthful and innocent. Second movement being really adulthood and the struggles in and out of that. The third movement is a bit of a dance macabre, sort of a scherzo, because once you pass a certain point in life, you are in fact in a dance macabre until it's over. And then the fourth movement is resignation and acceptance of fate. In its way, a rather nostalgic movement.
Michael Morgan and the Oakland Symphony present Icons, Iconoclasts this Friday night at the Paramount Theater. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman.